Proclamation number 2432 of August 2, 1942. Divine grace. Gift of love. State of repentance and disuse. Nothing can replace divine grace. How immeasurably rich the human being is to whom God grants his assistance, his grace, he will only recognize at his death by the degree of maturity of his soul, which corresponds to this grant of grace or its use. The measure of grace granted to him on earth is determined by the human being's will, for God's grace is available to him without limit. However, the extent to which he makes use of it is entirely up to his will. Consequently, he can raise his own level if he utilizes divine grace, i.e., he can constantly make use of God's help and thereby mature spiritually. Without divine grace, however, he remains at the same stage of his development, and at the end of his life he perceives this as a state of poverty and immaturity of his soul. For without grace he can do nothing, everything he lacks comes to him through God's love, and this is grace. It is a gift that man does not have to claim, but which God's love gives to him in order to help him, and where man needs any help, God's love is ready to grant it to him. If the person requests divine grace, but the latter is not heeded, God distributes unlimitedly and man can receive unlimitedly, yet he rarely pays attention to the gift of grace and therefore remains weak and incapable of his spiritual higher development, when he could only ever draw from the divine source of grace. And it is an agonizing state of remorse when he realizes in the beyond what riches he has squandered through his will, when he realizes how little he has valued God's help and how little he has respected and desired his gift of love, the divine grace. Yet grace can never be granted to him without his desire, and therefore the human being is responsible for the maturity of his soul, which he can attain without effort if his will requests divine grace, but which remains withheld from him if his will fails. He is responsible for the lack of spiritual wealth because he has forfeited it himself as long as divine grace was available to him, for there is nothing that could replace it, there is nothing that will earn him spiritual wealth if he does not avail himself of God's help, his grace. The human being is powerless on earth and unable to develop himself upwards. Because God's help is irreplaceable. Amen.